Slow progress is better than no progress. And that is the thought for today. Welcome to 7 Good Minutes. I'm Clyde Lee Dennis. Thanks for joining me for what I believe will be 7 of the most enriching minutes of your day. In today's audio, we listen in as Les Brown talks with us about making progress toward achieving our life goals. Enjoy.
Next thing is avoid people and situations that upset you. Hello? See, there's some people that know just how to push your button. They know just what to say. So, you know what? I don't even deal with them. I just avoid, excuse me. Hey, I want to talk about something. I understand. Excuse me. I'll be right back. Now, you might call that cowardly, but I'm not going to expend any energy arguing with anybody. Life is too short, ladies and gentlemen, and unpredictable. I don't want to spend my time arguing with anybody, so I avoid situations that will get me upset. I don't argue with people. So you got to draw a line. You just got to draw. There's certain things that you just don't permit. If you got negative people in your life, just warn them. Say, look here. I was talking to someone I love very much, had a just dynamic relationship with. Say, look here. I can't grow from that. If you're persistent in saying those kind of things to me, I'm saying to you right now, I won't tolerate that. And I will terminate this because I'm not going to expose myself to this type of humiliation. I don't like that. I don't like getting called in names and putting each other down. I don't like that. Come back, tell me I'm sorry. No, that won't get it. So you put a nail in a hole, you make that impression, you pull a nail out, that mark is still there. That's not forgotten. We can't extract that from the record. So don't say that to me. So we were talking about something else. Person said it again. Boom. You're a loser. Very good. And you are too, because you just lost a very good friend. I don't choose to be around you anymore. And that was it. I said, that's cold. Maybe it is. But I get people out of my life that aren't good for me. One negative stroke is 16 times more powerful than a positive stroke. And if you have people around you who are not sensitive to who you are, and the people that can hurt you the most, ladies and gentlemen, are the people that you love. That you love. They're the ones that you're vulnerable to. They're the ones that can get to you. And if they're insensitive, I don't care who they are. See, if you don't draw the line with people, if you just let them run rampant in your life, and you let things happen to you that you don't feel good about, if you continue to allow it to happen, you won't feel good about yourself. Your image of yourself will erode. So you've got to draw the line. See, when you start growing, when you start changing the way you walk, the way you talk, the way you act, the way you respond to things, the way you use your time, when you start saying, no, I can't do that. Why? You're too busy. You don't have the time. No, I have my own agenda. I've got something that I'm doing. Not lying to try and get out of it. Just say, no, I'm busy doing something that I want to do. Or I don't want to do that. And I'm not going to do it. I'm not mad. Not upset about it. I just don't want to do it. Why? Well, I don't have to give you any reasons why. I don't want to do it. But listen, thank you so much for asking me. Take it easy here. Hey, I thought you were all right. Is that right? Oh, boy. Ask me, do I care about that? See, if people can put you on a guilt trip, they will. And use you and abuse you over and over and over again. You got to draw the line. You have to draw the line on them. Don't go through life feeling like you're powerless. Victims are people that are powerless. You're not powerless. You are powerful. You direct the power in your life. Whatever your life is right now, it is a duplication of your consciousness. It's a result of how you have decided to use your power. That's all it is. That's not who you are. That's just a perverted use of your power that you aren't satisfied with. And you've got the power to change that. Wherever you are, how, I don't know. But I know you've got the power to do that. But you don't know what has happened to me. It really doesn't matter what has happened to you. See, the only thing that really matters is, what are you going to do about it? That's all that matters. That's all that matters. You can allow it to destroy you, or you can allow it to build you up. John Powell, in a book called Why I'm Afraid to Tell You Who I Am, and he went to get a newspaper. Guy was very discourteous to him. He was very courteous to the guy. The guy who was with him said, why would you be as courteous to this guy as you were, considering how rude he was to you? He said, I'm not going to allow that man to determine how I'm going to act. That thing that's going to happen to you in life, ladies and gentlemen, make it okay. Lord, grant me the serenity to accept the things that I cannot change. I cannot change the fact that when I asked my son to go, that I will no longer take care of him, that he became angry and perhaps hate my guts. To change the things that I can change how I respond to it. I can become upset, nervous, tense about it, weak about it, or I can say, it's okay.
Please keep in mind, this is about half of the entire presentation. If you're up for a treat, you should definitely listen to the whole thing. You can do so by clicking the link labeled View the Full Video on YouTube in the show notes. So that does it for this episode of 7 Good Minutes. Until next time, let's be civil to one another out there. Thanks for listening.